For its 10th anniversary, the USHJA Derby Championships has attracted a record 100-plus entries from all over the country and is offering a record-breaking $300,000 in prize money. Megan Lacey is Director of Communications.
They're going to be jumping beautiful natural logs and stone walls and brush. It's really beautiful to watch and also highly competitive because you've got fence heights of around 4'9" that they're competing over.
Judged on style, pace, and agility, the top 25 or 30 horses will come back for the final round on Saturday night to decide the winner. But don't expect Lacey to make any predictions.
Well, it's really hard to say this year because we have, like I said, 100 riders coming together, and these are all the best of the best from across the country. So it's hard to say who will be in the top three. I think it's going to be a really exciting competition because of the caliber of riders we have and the number. It may be the most exciting championship we've had yet, and I think it's anybody's game.
But keep an eye out for local rising superstar, young rider Daisy Farish of Lane's End Farm fame, but now becoming famous in her own right.
She's actually just coming off two pretty significant wins from other competitions across the country in the equitation arena and then in the jumper arena. So now she's coming here to compete in the hunters, which is really exciting.
Farish was the highest placed U.S. young rider at the North American Youth Championships this summer and was awarded the prestigious Maxine Beard Show Jumping Development Rider Award. The USHJA International Hunter Derby Championships is free and open to the public and takes place Saturday at 6 p.m. in the Rolex Stadium at the Kentucky Horse Park. For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.